You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's get to this audio from Rob Thompson.
That sounds great.
Some interesting stuff talking about the Cassianos thing. And it has been fascinating over the last week, you know, the mechanics of the outfit, the machinations of you know, who's playing, who isn't. We've seen Kepler and Bader and Cassianos and Marsh kind of move in and out of the lineup over the last couple weeks or so. And look, I'm proud of Rob Thompson for doing this. You know, Nick Cassianos wants to play every day. We know that. He talks about that a lot. Bad knee or not, I know he's... I think they're partially using that as an excuse to get him out of the lineup personally a little bit. But
Well, we know that he really wants to play.
We do.
We know that he's made it a point to
very
be in
clear.
There as often as they are willing to
yeah,
let him
he would
stay
play every
in
game,
the lineup.
As yes, we know.
He will be out there every day.
So I do appreciate, especially after the whole thing in Miami this year where he took him out and they had that little blow up and then he sat him.
Yeah.
And then since then he had yet to replace Cassianos late in the game. He had not done that move again, which made me concerned that maybe. The reaction from Cassianos got him to say, well, not worth it.
This disrupts the harmony within the team to the point where...
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Right? So I've been really proud of Rob Thompson for sitting Cassianos and mixing and matching and trying to find the best lineup. And the question is, you know, is he going to keep doing this? Is this Cassie thing going to go back to Cassie playing every day? Where does this go from here? Rob Thompson was asked about it yesterday. I thought a really fascinating answer is going to be two pieces of audio here. Here's Rob Thompson yesterday on the Cassianos thing.
Cassianos said that you told him, like, Bader's a little frustrated and you want to get him a little more consistent playing. Do you anticipate him maybe getting some runway to play every day next year?
Well, I don't know about that because I got to keep the other guys going too, so. I think it's probably going to be more of a rotation than anything else.
So that was about Bader, and Cassianos had said that Bader was frustrated. Here's the actual quote from Cassianos. Cassianos had said, told him that Rob Thompson asked him to bear with me while he got a frustrated Harrison Bader more consistent at bats. So Nick told Thompson, whatever you need. So that is related to that.
That's a good thing.
It's interesting.
That's a good thing.
It's interesting. He goes on, more for Rob Thompson on the whole Cassianos as part of the outfield situation.
In Texas, you were pretty straightforward that you view Nick as an everyday player. Are you kind of changing your mind on that?
Oh, no. I think they're all everyday players, to tell you the truth. It's just you got to keep them all rested and sharp at the same time if you can.
So is the idea for it to be kind of a long-term four guys, three spots rotating around?
I can't tell you that. Yeah, I can't tell you that. I mean, if three guys get really hot and one guy's not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Nick's guy has always prided himself on playing every day and his Iron Man streak and all that. So how did that conversation go? How did he take being out of line a couple times here in the last week?
I think he's fine. You know, he's a good teammate. And he knows that those other guys are good players too. He's had a little bit of a knee problem ever since Yankee Stadium. So just mindful of that, although it's not really bothering him right now. But I'm mindful of that. I just want to keep him healthy.
What's your name?
Oh, God.
One of the knees.
He can
flip a coin.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff in that answer. Obviously, a lot of ways
Nick,
it goes.
You have a knee issue.
Yeah, he's fine. I think he's fine. Oh, but he has a knee issue. Don't
which
forget
knee?
About that. Yeah. Which knee is it?
There's a lot of fibbing going on in that.
I think it's the left, maybe. Could be right. I don't know. One of the knees got a knee thing. That's what I was told.
He's got two of them.
Here was the most interesting part, the stumbling.
Hey, he doesn't have to know. Like sounded a lot worse than what it really is.
Here's what was interesting to me in that part. The question in the middle about, is Nick an everyday player and will he continue to play? And he does this whole thing. I think they're all everyday players. And it's like, oh, well, Nick go back and left. It's like, no, if three guys get hot, they're going to freaking play. Like, he opened the door to, like, the potential where we could have an outfield in the playoffs of Martian left, Bader in center, and Max Kepler in right field.
Yeah.
Like, this is fascinating.
This is putting a lot more pressure on himself. This is Topper saying, hey, I'm gonna be the temperature. I'm going to be the thermometer, and I'm going to be making the decisions.
Jalen Hurts style.
Yeah.
And it's also Topper realizing the time is now.
Yes. He doesn't care about the ramifications of how Nick Cassianos feels anymore.
Correct.
He is saying, I have to win.
The window.
And whatever. Yes.
Yeah, the window is here. And it's now.
And this is what we wanted, right? This is what we've wanted
urgency.
From Rob Thompson.
Yes.
We wanted him not to play Nick Cassianos because he's getting paid $20 million
urgency.
A year or whatever. It's put the best team out on the field. It also, you know what? It raises another interesting question for Aaron Nola, because that's something we've talked a lot about heading into the playoffs. And I think the way it's shaken out, like, I think it's very unlikely that Taijuan Walker would start a playoff game over Aaron Nola, even though Walker has been better this season, period,
the
but certainly right now. Piggyback, whatever, but
both of them,
I do think it is fascinating, though, the Nola, the Nola just getting a start because he's Aaron Nola, because he's got $25 million on the books this year and another $125 million on the books the next 5 years or whatever it is, that it's like, oh, well, like, that guy's going to get a start. I do think this whole thing here is interesting. Well, you know?
He pitches on Saturday, right?
Nola, I believe, either Friday or Saturday,
I think it's Taijuan tomorrow.
Is it Taijuan tomorrow? Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course, because they're off today. I forgot they were off today.
I really feel like we're putting the cart way before the horse talking like this.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, it's interesting.
It is interesting to talk about. I do think...
Like, Aaron Nola could pitch great for six weeks and it's not even a question.
Right.
Yeah.
Then we don't... Yeah. Oh, that'd be wonderful.
What a thought.
He can start that on Saturday.
Yes, please, yeah.
I think by the time we get there, if things go as planned, remember, our playoff schedule is going to be essentially a three-man rotation for the most part.
If they get the bye, that's the key.
If they can get that bye.
They have to get that bye.
You get the three-man rotation for the most part, and then maybe, I don't even know if you would have to rely on Aaron Nola potentially, and then if he falters, you go with Taijuan with the piggyback possibility. But there are some ways where three is all we need, right, Ben?
Yeah, I don't see, honestly, throughout the entire course of the playoffs, I don't see them.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah, using that many starting pitchers, they just don't need to. They don't need to.
Well, again, it depends. Like, if they have to play that three-game series and they use Sanchez and Suarez or Sanchez and Lazar, whatever it is, in that three-game series, you win that series, you have to play a couple days later, all of a sudden you're going to have to use your fourth starter. Right. So it all dependent upon how that – if they get the bye, they can set it up how they like it for those next two rounds, and they can get into the NLCS without having to worry about it with the days off. The question is, do you get that bye?
Right. And the other thing is, I've never seen I don't remember ever seeing – three lefties.
Oh, like, yeah. It's a fascinating thought,
that would
too.
Go into a
That's
series.
A really good point,
Think
too.
About that.
I don't ever remember a team coming in with three lefties at the top. Like, it's a fascinating point, Ben. Yeah.
But the thing is, there's three lefties and they're all different.
You're right. Yeah. Arm size, different velocities, different arm levels, different
all
pitches.
Different lefties.
That's fascinating. So, for
How
those
cool
wondering,
is that?
You know?
For those wondering right now, as far
That's
as.
That's why it works.
Yeah, that's why it works, exactly. That's why, as far as those wondering where the Phillies are as related to that bye that we were just talking about, the Phillies right now, the Brewers still the best team in the National League. They have a 5-game lead over the Phillies.
Jesus.
The Brewers
My
have been
goodness.
Insane. But the Phillies are the second best record in the National League. So as of today, they would get the bye. They are 2 games up on the Dodgers. The poor Cubs are 1 game behind the Phillies, yet 6 games out of their division. So the Cubs are pretty much locked into a wild card spot at this moment. So right now, the Phillies enter today with a 2-game lead over the Dodgers for that bye. Now, what was the season series with the Dodgers? I feel like they won the season series.
Won it again this year.
They did,
I'm
right?
Pretty sure.
So they would get. So
beat them every year.
So that technically means that they have a 3-game lead in terms of that bye, because they don't do that extra game anymore. So so the winning the season series against the Dodgers matters in this case. Fascinating spot. That bye really could come into play in an important way. More so, we always just talk about the days off and the do you want to keep playing and keep, you know, not get tired or not like get that time off and lose your mojo or whatever. But in terms of the rest and without Wheeler, it could play out that it does benefit the Phillies to get the bye in a way we hadn't thought about before. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Gary in Vineland. Gary!
No, sir!
Hey, buddy.
Hey, why am I not getting, like, my people are from Venice. Where's my
Oh, I didn't know that. That gives me a good chance to shout out the great Louis
That's
Coco
awesome,
helping out the show today. You guys can see this. I'll hold this up for the camera right there. Or you can just check out the WIP Morning Show Twitter account.
Hey.
John, you'll appreciate this. Louis Coco putting together a little Ben Davis as a gondolier for us, which you can
Gary,
see.
Gary, wow.
Strong
Ben as a gondolier
Louis.
Looks really
That's really
cool.
Great work. So.
Gary, you know your family is actually from Venezia. Is that how you say it in
yes,
the Italian?
Venezia. I'm a second generation Italian.
From Venice?
That's where we came from. Yes, my father's side. My mother's side is from Bologna.
That's
amazing.
Oh, so you're full 100% Italian.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, sir.
Love it.
So did you grow up speaking both languages all the time in your house to where you didn't really even differentiate?
Unfortunately, no. The only Italian I picked up was when my parents were talking about me.
Wow.
And the words that you don't want to say in front of your parents.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So I got those down.
Oh, that's great. Gary, what do you got on the Phillies today, my friend?
Well, real quick, I was in and out a little bit. So is the side topic obscure Duran Duran song?
No. But
no.
If John had his way, it would be. No, it is not.
Yeah.
How come we're
Good
not
idea.
Talking more about Trey Turner putting up slow pitch softball numbers?
Yeah. No, Turner.
My God, he's batting almost 600 in the recent.
Yeah, in the Mariners series, he just went absolutely off. 5 hits yesterday. What was it? 4 the other day. 3 the day before.
You notice
10
how
or 11
incredibly dirty his uniform is?
Oh yeah,
I mean it's hysterical.
That's the thing with Turner. I talked before. Defensively, he has been much better. Like, he deserves a lot of credit for working on it, and he has been much surer with the balls hit to him and all that. But just as a weapon offensively, this guy's spraying the ball all over the field. He's running. He's stealing bases. I mean, that triple yesterday, that was a double.
Yep.
That was a double for 99% of Major League Baseball players. And for Turner, it was just like he was gone. He was like, no doubt, I'm getting a triple here. When he's on, he is a freaking weapon.
It's amazing how many different ways he can beat you.
Yep.
Individually. I mean, you talk about a five-tool player. I mean, this guy can beat you in so many different ways. And I think that you talk about the defensive part. I said it on the post-game show the other day. I'm tired of people just talking about how he's mediocre defensively. I mean, this guy, some of the plays that he's made in the last 2 weeks really shows off his athleticism. And he's been awesome. He has been absolutely awesome defensively. And what he's done from an offensive standpoint, I mean, this guy, you talk about a catalyst. Man, this guy can. Oh, he's something else, man.
He is so sneaky fast. Man.
Yes,
not sneaky fast. He is flat out fast. He is one of the fastest players in the sport.
He has elite speed.
Yeah, he is one of the five fastest guys in baseball.
But I mean, he's so smooth.
It does. Looks like he's gliding. We always talk about it, but he is one of those guys who looks like he is running an inch above the ground. He's not touching the ground as he goes.
It's the gliding. Yeah. It's the sliding. But it's the way he's able to put his bat on the ball.
Everything. And spray it all over the field.
It's so easy.
Well, this is the Trey Turner that they signed. This is the first time we've seen him put it together for up till now, a full season where spraying the ball over the field, running all the time, doing all this dangerous stuff as a web. Like, it reminds me of what Kenny Lofton used to be for the Indians back in the day, as just a disruptor, a guy who would score from second on a wild pitch, he has all those things in his bag. And when you're going up against that team, the pressure's on that he puts a pressure on you immediately.
Yeah. What's cool about this whole scenario is he actually listened to his manager.
Yeah, I know.
Because Rob Thompson said to him in spring training, I need you to get on base. I need you
to pass the baton.
I need you to score runs. So he's taken a single to right field. He had a couple walks in the Mariners series. And we haven't seen him do that in years past. But so he is that guy. He is getting on base. He is scoring runs. And the team is way better offensively for it. He's willing to do that. A lot of guys in this modern day of baseball, it would be in one ear and out the other.
Yeah.
But he had listened to what Rob Thompson said to him, and he's taking it to heart, and he's putting it into play.
Well, look, we're seeing a guy on this team who didn't do it. I mean, Nick Castellanos was told the exact same thing in terms of approach, in terms of going about it, and he's right back to who he was with the first pitch, every single first pitch he swings at. And it's, even though he's struggling like a disaster, he's still going up with the same approach. You're right. Trey Turner completely and totally changed the way he went about his business, and the results have been awesome. And you're right. It's really exciting to see. Gary, you got an answer for us for a non-human character or a deep cut Duran Duran song, as you said?
So I think this guy gave me my sarcasm watching him all the time growing up as a kid, Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, Bugs is a big answer there. And luckily, Joe's not here, so we don't have to listen to the drop.
Ugh.
It's horrifying. No one wants to hear that.
Well, no, it's bad because he just never uses it properly.
Well, that too, but also just a bad drop. You get the I don't want to do the noise before the what's up, doc? But that noise, the mouth, it's just not great.
Yeah, the lip smacking noise.
I don't want to hurt anyone's ears.
I would get yelled at if I made that noise at the table or something.
It's like a nails on a chalkboard type of noise. Not that bad, but it's in that vicinity. All right, your list.
What's up, Doc?
Justin, we just said not to play it.
I was just making sure that was the one you didn't want me to play.
Well, you could have put it inside baseball for any non-producers out there. He could have listened to it himself in the studio without playing. There's a thing we call preview.
Well, I was just double checking.
You could have checked your preview, couldn't you?
Just making sure.
I knew it was on purpose.
But we're all on the same page now.
It was on purpose.
So we know
purpose.
Not to play that one.
No
this
more.
This is producer on producer crime.
Yeah,
right
that's
now.
Right. Because I know what he can and can't do. He can't pull a fast one by me, is the point. He can't be well, I didn't know that I couldn't listen to it. Yeah, okay. All right.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah,
Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.